If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Chuck Little demanded his estranged wife Heidi be sanctioned for refusing to turn over access to his business website and claimed it was another example of alleged harassment on his ex's part. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, the UFC legend accused Heidi of holding his website ChuckLittle.com hostage. Chuck said Heidi made a baseless claim that the website was created for their son. The fighter said the website was created prior to the exes having a relationship and years before the party's son was born. He said the website in question solely depicts his career accomplishments and a merchandise store associated with his company. Chuck said Heidi has prevented him from utilizing his website to conduct business and make income. It is evident, Heidi's preposterous claims and refusal to give up Chuck's business website are engendered to harass Chuck, cause financial harm to Chuck, and increase the cost of litigation. In addition, Chuck accused Heidi of leaking information from a custody evaluation to the media. He claimed 5 days after the report was completed, the contents of it were published in news outlets. He said that none of the articles included any negative commentary about Heidi or Dr. Norris' findings about Heidi. Chuck's lawyer said, "It is evident from the contents of the articles that Chuck did not disseminate the report. In fact, the articles negatively impacted Chuck's reputation and caused financial harm by interfering with his ability to gain employment." He added, "The only additional individuals with access to the custody evaluation report were respondent and her counsel." Chuck asked that Heidi be sanctioned for the alleged leak. He argued that $100,000 should be deducted from Heidi's half of the community division of assets. Heidi has yet to respond to the claims in court. The drama comes only weeks after the exes reached a temporary custody and support deal. In 2021, Chuck filed for divorce from Heidi after 10 years of marriage. The two split days after Chuck was arrested after cops showed up at the couple's home for a domestic disturbance. Chuck denied he touched Heidi but said he agreed to go to jail to prevent his then wife from having to be locked up. No criminal charges were ever brought over the incident. As we first reported, Chuck recently demanded Heidi be found in contempt of court for allegedly refusing to let him see their children on his birthday. Heidi denied the claims. A trial has been set on the matter.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.